Welcome to Dr. Joy's podcast, where the focus is bringing joy to your life. Our mission is to provide you with enthusiastic, research-based topics that will help you be good to yourself and, of course, bring joy to your life. Now let's dive into the topic of the week. Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time for another episode of Bringing Joy to Life. We are at the end of January and entering into the love month of February. Yes, that's right. Love is in the air. So Dr. Joy will bring you episodes that focuses on relationships and love. Today's episode is about love, with the focus being on the good, the bad, and the ugly. We all know about love, and maybe you have fallen in love once, twice, or three or more times, and you just haven't found what you're looking for. In order to bring joy to your life while being in love, you need to know the good, the bad, and the ugly sides of love, so you can ultimately experience the relationship, love that you deserve. And of course, bring joy to your life. So let's dive into this love topic. Have you invited love in your life? According to so many people in this big wide world, love is that thing that gives you a tingling sensation deep down in your soul. It brings you happiness. And most times we shout out that love externally to everyone. We want others to know that we are in love. But do you know what good love is? This episode today focuses on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Where are you in your relationship? Well, hopefully, you're right here at the G-O-O-D, good love. Okay, you may think you are there, but just in case you are somewhere else in your relationship love, make sure you listen to all three types of love. Fix the issues if you have any and get back to where you want to be, because the other two types are not good for you. Let's get started. What's the G-O-O-D good love? What is it? Good love is compromising love. Psychology Today describes good love in relationships as love that creates a sense of being on the same team in life. Good love is compromising love. Good love, it shows evident when trying to make decisions. Good love shows empathy for another person's feelings. Good love is building a healthy relationship. The Dalai Lama was quoted to say that love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. A healthy love relationship is when partners openly provide and receive affection from one another. They are self-aware of what is needed to make each other feel loved. Now, no one is perfect. We have to work on these things each and every day. And sometimes we lack in this thing that's called love. What you want to be able to say when you are in a love relationship is that you are trying. You are confident in the positive energy you're spreading with the one that you love. Dr. Patricia Thompson wrote an article for mindbodygreen.com on love relationships. She focused on 8 resolutions for your love life. One resolution was to look at your relationship with clear eyes. I like to say with your eyes wide open. No one should go into a relationship living in a fantasy world. However, sometimes we have that Cinderella syndrome. So what do I mean by that? Well, I remember as a little girl reading those Happily Ever After books, planning my wedding as a teenager, looking through all of those magazines, cutting out all those pictures, saying this was going to be my wedding dress, daydreaming about my shining knight in armor on a horse that would give me whatever my heart desired. My eyes were closed. Or I would also say I had on my Bird Box blindfold. My eyes were closed tight to reality. Sometimes people start their love relationships in that state, me included. Because as little girls, you dream about these things. No one tells you differently. Or maybe you were told not to have those blinders on, but because you were so in love, you tune everything that someone had to say out. That's not the way to have a good relationship. So Dr. Thompson is correct. Having a good love relationship means having your eyes open wide and be clear in what you want in that relationship. Dr. John Gottman, a researcher of love relationships, has identified criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling as things you should avoid. Well, we know this as adults, but sometimes we are so self-absorbed in our own needs that the worst comes out. However, if you are clear as to what you want in a good relationship, then these actions should be avoided. What about a love language in your relationship? Another one of Dr. Thompson's resolutions were to learn your partner's love language. It's all about having that good love relationship. This is good love language. This is important. Knowing the love language of your partner can provide you with positive tools needed to continue when things get tough. If you begin a relationship based on external factors and continue that relationship like that, then there's no moving forward. That is when the relationship turns from good to bad. There are signs that a relationship is going bad. They're usually very minimal in the beginning, but most people don't like to hurt other people's feelings. When you are in the midst of a bad love relationship, it starts off a little subtle. You start making subtle actions. You start displaying to your partner that you really don't want to be around them. You really don't want to get to know them that much. You look unhappy. Those are subtle actions you're doing. That's telling you that these are signs of a bad relationship. My suggestion wouldn't be to do this. Why? Sometimes your subtle actions makes your partner feel that you're just having a bad day and you'll get over it. And whatever the problem is, it'll just go away. They don't think about it as you're being unhappy. So honesty is the best policy to love relationships, to having a good love relationship. Holding on to the anger or the disappointment or the knowledge that something is wrong in the relationship is definitely going to shun your partner or turn something good to bad. So how do you recognize that the love relationship is bad? Or how do you recognize if it has gone very, very bad? And if it has, Can it be fixed? One way to recognize this is when your partner becomes less affectionate. No one likes to feel unwanted. Being less affectionate to a person can put a damper on the relationship. Just think about when you first met that person, getting to know them, you're holding hands, you're hugging, you're kissing, you're doing all of those things that make someone feel so good inside. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to give those subtle actions and you're not holding hands anymore. You're not kissing them. You're not saying nice things to them. This is bad. Being very critical of another person's actions or their appearance can also be a sign of a bad relationship. I've seen and I've heard from, when somebody is being critical of somebody's appearance or their actions. I've heard this on many occasions from friends before. They would say, when I ask my guy how my dress look or my hair looks or my makeup looks, he would say he doesn't like it or say other things about my appearance to make me want to cry. Oh my gosh. But some of these friends would also go on to say, even though he made me want to cry when I went out with these same things, this pretty dress on, my hair looking really good and nice, my makeup looking nice and flawless, I would get compliments from others. The compliments would be flowing. I say to you, if that's happening to you, wear your dress, lift your head up with that nice hairstyle and enjoy that flawless makeup on your face. If you love it, then that's all that matters. Yes, we love affirmations from others and especially in a relationship, but don't fall for it. Compliment yourself and other compliments usually will follow if you're seeking that. Let your partner know that what they're doing to you is not making you feel happy in the relationship. And if the relationship is solvable, then changes will be made by that person. Not fighting fair, constantly bringing up your past, suppressing your anger are all signs of a bad relationship. Are some of these recognizable signs to you? Or can you recognize them? If they are, then a bad relationship can turn around. It doesn't have to be over. Sometimes you just have to sit each other down, talk about it, and say what's bothering you. Tell them how you are feeling, and definitely ask your partner whether or not your concerns can be resolved. If they cannot be resolved, it's time to move on, and that's okay. I will say most bad relationships can be turned around. Most times, it's just a communication issue. If you feel you need a counselor to help, ask your partner to attend with you. That's a third party. As you know, and I've said on other episodes, that counseling sometimes is so taboo to some people. And many people tend to not want to go. But just remember that this is a third party. I definitely know counseling can help if you get the right one. Don't wait too long because all bad things can turn ugly if you leave it alone. Once you get to the ugly side of the relationship, it's definitely hard to turn back to good. When a relationship turns ugly, your joy is gone. Sometimes you feel that it is not out for you. and your mental health turns for the worse. Can you recognize the signs of an ugly relationship? Did that bell perk you up? I wanted that bell to signify the significance of a wake-up call for a person in that ugly love relationship. If you are at this stage in your relationship, seek help from others. Seek professional help. Your life depends on it. I am not an expert, but I do know how to identify when something has gone too far. I do know how to identify when I am not bringing joy to my life. You should be able to identify when you are not bringing joy to your life. I do know how to identify when I'm not being good to myself, and the same for you. This podcast is all about bringing joy to your life. So get out of that ugly relationship quick if you are in one. If your partner is making you question your self-worth on a regular basis, this is toxic. If your partner is constantly in and out of your life and there's no security in your relationship, this is toxic. If your partner is involving you in unethical or unlawful behaviors, this is toxic. If your partner keeps you close or will not let you go anywhere by yourself, this is toxic. It reminds me so much of this nursery rhyme. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and could not keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell and there he kept her very well. OMG, this is toxic. If you're in that pumpkin shell, if your partner is mentally, emotionally, or physically abusing you, this is toxic. When a relationship gets to the ugly state, seek help, get out of it, involve the law, if necessary, and seek legal counseling. Whatever you need to do that will get you out of this without harm, do it. If you want to bring joy to your life, the signs of a good love relationship is what you need to follow. I know that we all fall short, and sometimes that good relationship does not come that first time around. It may take 2 or 3 times to get there. That is why dating is so important before jumping into a marriage or jumping into a relationship with living with someone. Don't catch the Cinderella syndrome. Be good to yourself and heed the warnings of the bad and the ugly relationships in order to bring joy to your life. How you feel internally in a relationship will guide you to the right fit, will guide you to an equally yoked person that will balance your life out, that you will enjoy being around. Amy Bloom, a writer, was quoted from my go-to book. I always go to this book, Words That Matter. And she says, in a true partnership, the kind worth striving for, the kind worth insisting on, and even frankly worth divorcing over. Both people try to give as much or even a little more than they get. The point is to make the other person as happy as we can, because their happiness adds to ours. The point is, in the right hand, everything that you give, you get. To narrow down knowing what a good love relationship is about, you have to know that good relationships focus on acceptance, respect for one another, vulnerability, trust, commitment, forgiveness, compromise, and the list can go on. Oprah was quoted as saying that having a mate is like holding a mirror up to yourself. You see both how good you look and how much emotional surgery is required. That's the way it's supposed to be. The fairy tale notion of happily ever after that we've all bought into is indeed a fairy tale and not like real love. Amen, Oprah. Amen. So to conclude our episode today, I hope you understand that there are three types of relationship love. It's just up to you which one you have or which one you choose to be a part of. My hope is that you have chosen a relationship that focuses on good love. If you are in a bad relationship, sometimes you can save it, but you have to put in the work. If it looks like you are doing a wibble wobble, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, make sure you lean back toward the good. My hope is that you figure it out quick, especially if you're in that bad relationship, because it can definitely go to the ugly. If you are in an UGLY relationship, get out. It's not worth it. UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. It's ugly. Yes, yes, it's ugly. Don't be the alibi for the person who's treating you wrong and you trying to cover it up. Be strong and get out of that UGLY relationship. Be good to yourself in order to bring joy to your life. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bringing Joy to Life. Of course, I always look forward to another conversation next week. Don't forget to leave a positive review for me, and also scroll on over to Instagram, where I'm always sending out positive blurbs for the BGTY Nation. Until next time, BGTY. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.